Start with the Tearaway Northwest, okay. London, Friday, 20th of Iyar, 19th of May. Rona Rav, Rav Yonis, Roy Schlita, Parsha theme. This week's Tearaway is sponsored by Max Grosnas. Lenish Master of Ari Leib, Zachron of Rocha Ben Arav, Rav Chaim Shmuel, Lopian, Zechat Sadeb Kodesh of Rocha, Ziyatai was on Sunday. And also by family, Sovere Lenish Master, Ben Ovechur, Rav Chosid. Nissan Moshe Zachron of Rocha Ben, Yibod Luchayim Tovi, the Danu, Rav Dovid Mechol HaKohen, on his second Yatzai, which was also on Sunday.
Pasuk describes the Torah, Aruka Me'eretz Midah Rechava Miniyam. Torah is bigger than the whole world, and Mefarshim saying even more than that. The yardstick with which one would use to measure the size of the Torah is also bigger than the whole world. And I must tell you, Parshas Bamidbar is probably, I have to be honest, it's probably one of the hardest sedders to give a drosha about. After all, as the name implies, numbers. That's basically the whole, most of the sedra is about the numbers in there. To find a drosh on it wasn't easy. But I'd like to suggest, I'd like to share with you a thought that has a bit of a tenuous connection to the sedra. The Mefarshim ask about a posik in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov came to the house of Lavan. Lavan said, "What do you want?" And Yaakov said, "Worked 7 years for your daughter." And what did Lavan do in the end of the day? Lavan gave her him. He gave Leah instead of Rachel. Next morning, Yaakov complained, and Lavan said, "It's not right. A younger daughter before the older one. We don't do those things in our families." And Beisalevi says he was giving him a chep at the same time. We don't swap round the Bechorim for the non-Bechorim, like you did. So, the Mefarshim, the Shoinim already speak about this idea, is that a correct taina lehalocha, lo yeoseh kein bimkameinu, to marry off a younger child before an older child. The proof against that is the Yaakov Avinu. He wasn't happy with it. Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel. So the Marsham in Parshas Vayetze says an interesting idea. It's Yaakov and Leshitosai. What says Yaakov Leshitosai? Yaakov and Esav had an argument. Who is the Bechor and who isn't the Bechor? And Yaakov tainted that he is the Bechor. Rashi in Parshas Kiseitze, Ashfei Feres, two drops go in. The first one that went in is the real Bechor, even though the other one came out first. So Yaakov Tainas, he was a Bechor. Duach Chazal was state, Rochan and Leah were twins. So if Rochan and Leah were twins, and Yaakov Leshitosai was a Bechor, so Yaakov was right in wanting Rochan. They're both the oldest, and there's no problem of Lo Yose Kein Bim Kameinu. Ashfei from the Marsham in Parshas Vayetze, B'Shem Achidah. The Gemara in Baba Basra comments on the fact that the daughters of Tzlofchad are listed in a different order in two places in the Torah. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra, "Bnei Tzlofchad menon hakosu derech gedulosam." In one place they are measured, or listed according to their age. Dichsev, Vatiyeno, Machlo, Vesirtza, Chogla, etc. Livnei Dodeyem, Renoshim. That pasuk, it says the order, the way they were born, and that's how they were got married. L'chayra, it's a raya from that Gemara that this problem of le'yosei kein bim kameinu is a genuine one. They got married in the order of their age. So one should not marry off an older child, a younger child before an older child. And Bach in Yeredea says that brothers or sisters who are about to get married, Le'yakdimu nisuin lekotan b'shanim. You shouldn't marry off a younger child before an older child. Mipnei shegodan b'chochma. Just because the younger one is clever, more knowledgeable, you shouldn't marry off the younger child before the older child. And the Bach brings a raya from these benois tzelofchot, chogla first, machla first, then tilza, then chogla according to the age. Rabbi Shvanshan has got a tshuva about this, and he says, L'chayre, you don't need to be choshesh for all these at all. The Bach was talking about a case where they were already engaged, the younger one, the older one, they're all engaged, and the Shaida was which one should marry off first. So once their Morosa is about to get married, then Anachanami, one should marry off the older one first. He does, however, Ramosha being arrived from a famous Mishnah, the Mishnah says, HaMekadesh Ach Esbitoy Stam. The Mishnah discusses Mishayesh L'Shtei Kite Noshim. He had two Kite Bonas. He married two wives. He had a group of girls from one wife, another few girls from the other one. And he received Kiddushin on behalf of one of those daughters. And the Machlekes in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, is it G'doylo Shebe G'doylo Stidimin, K'tano Shebe G'doylo Shebe K'tano, etc. What do you mean if there's a halacha of Le'yose came in Kameno, what's the Shaila? If Le'yose came in Kameno, they don't have to marry off a younger daughter. For an older daughter, the Mishnah here has got a sofek. What did he mean? Did he mean the older one? Did he mean the younger one? Etc. Ramosha's maskona is that there's no preference whatsoever. It all depends on the metzias, the haste. Says Ramosha, if they are of marriageable age and they're about to get married. After all, if you think about it, Le'yose came in Kameno, first of all, I Mukhiyev im today mitzvahs peru uravu. Just because my older brother is being fussy and he doesn't want to marry that and that, I should push away my mitzvah? Why should I have to do it? Since when am I mukhiyev to take that into consideration? Even by daughters, Ramosha wants to be say, perhaps, there's no mitzvah peru uravu by girls, but there is a different problem by girls of Shevas. The Shevas Yitzorah. A woman is mechuyev in the mitzvahs haseh. The Torah says, Leisehu bara, the world was not created to be a desolate place. It was created to be inhabited. And therefore, a woman can also fulfill that chelek of the mitzvah of Lo Sheves. So again, why should she have to take into consideration another sister, older sister wants? Now the shayla is, what's that got to do with this week's seder? Posek in the Torah. Posek state, Vayomos, Nodov Vavihu. Nodov Vavihu died, Vakiva Meishora, whatever they did. State in Chazal, why did Nodov Vavihu die? Bonim Lehoyu Lohem. They didn't get married. I saw somebody ask the following Shaida. Bishleim and Nodov was a tain on him why he didn't get married. But Avihu, he was the younger brother. He couldn't get married anyway. He had an older brother. What are you blaming him for not getting married? He had to wait for his older brother. And the fact that Avihu was punished by almost not of Avihu, that he didn't get married, is a raya that you don't need to wait for an older brother. We can ding enough of them. But the raya is interesting raya. I'm not saying it's this halacha lemaisa. I'm not saying what one should do. The minhag olam is one asks permission and so on. But by the way, it's interesting, it might solve a bit the shidduch crisis, yeah? If younger brothers were to be allowed to get married, younger sisters allowed to get married before the older ones, then you wouldn't have this backlog, as it were, of people getting married. But it's interesting, an interesting observation I heard once. Shas Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, there were far more women than there were men. How do I know that? Bimei HaChoshech, four-fifths died as a punishment, yet with the Noshim with Tzidkonios, and they were helping them at their, they were helping their husbands in all different ways, which they the Gemara in Saita. B'Shas Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, there was a similar story, L'Choira. Why? Because who died B'Chet HaMeraglim in the 40 years? The men. The women didn't die. It was the men who said, Nitna Rosh V'Lashuva Mitzrayim, let's go back. So it seems that this, what you call a shidduch crisis, more women than there are men, might be a siman of Geulah coming out of Mitzrayim. It's a siman of Bias Oretz. Maybe it's a siman of Bias HaMashiach. They bish elfen. I should be right in what I'm saying. What? Okay, that's eight. I'm saying, but it's an interesting observation that they think of those times in the history of Klal Yisrael, Mishas Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mishas Bias Oretz, there were more women around than there were men.
Rabbi Roy, regarded friends have said, are there more boys than girls?
I'm not going into this shidduch crisis, pointing it out. Right. That is the connection of such a matter to with this week's tzedra. I'm not sure if the taitung you said Parasha themes or theme, I don't know about. Now discuss another subject, which is Mamish Negeats and the Seder. This week's Seder, Shteit in Medrash, B'shor She'omar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Asei Oysom Degolim K'moshe Nisavu. When the Ribbono Shelolam told Moshe Rabbeinu, make each Shevet should have its own degel, its own flag. In other words, they should stick around themselves, each Shevet. Hischel Moshe Meitzo. Moshe got upset about it. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asido Machloikas Linosen Ben Ashvotim. There's going to be a Machloikas amongst the Shvotim. If I tell a Yehuda he should be in Mizrach, what will he say? Oh, I want to be in Doraim, Ruvain, Ephraim, each one. Mani Oysa, what should I do about it? Omaloya Kodesh Bochu, don't worry about it. Ma Echbas Lacho. Ein Srichem Loch, they don't need you. They don't need you to tell them what to do. And the Medrash continues the way the Shevotim carried Yaakov Avinu out of Mitzrayim to be buried in Oras HaMach Pela, that is the way they encamped around. They camped around the Mishkan. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's concern? Moshe Rabbeinu's concern was that if each group, each Shevet in Klal Yisrael, has his own degel, has his own particular position where to stand, that would cause a machlokes. That's how the Medrash says. So Yadua the Chofetz Chaim was once asked, why is it in Klal Yisrael you have so many groups? Chassidim, Litvakas, Yekas, Fardim, you name them, any type of people. Why are there so many different types? Why is that seems to be a requirement for the existence of Klal Yisrael? So Chofetz Chaim said, Poshto Moshel, in the same way that you have it in an army, different groups, different battalions, this is a cavalry, so whatever it is, I don't know what the names of all of them are. You have different groups, and each one is required in order to have a complete army. That is what Klal Yisrael need as well. You need that type of people and that type of people. But perhaps it goes more than that, or maybe that's a kavon of the Chofetz Chaim. The Ribbono Shel Olam made each individual with differently. Kashem Shem Patsufayim, Doimos Azul Azul, Kach Ein Dayosem, Doimos Azul Azul. In the same way that everybody's external is different, similarly, there's a different deus amongst people. He's talented in that and he's in that. Each person is different. The Avodas Hashem of each individual depends on the bracha that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him in this and that and so on. Do Avot from Rabbi Rucham, from the Mir. He says, on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu gave brachas to each of the Shvatim. And at the end, he says, Ish ish asher kebir chosoy beirach oisom. Each one got the bracha that he deserved. Big W. Rucham, let's think about the bracha that Yaakov gave to Ruvain. B'choy riyato, pachas kamayim al toysal, as Amisha Beirach he gave him just before he was, Yaakov Avinu was nifta, as hasty as water, etc. Kabil Chosa Beirach Oysom, what bracha was it? Weiter. Shimon Velevi Achim Kle Chomos Mechirusayim Ororapom Kios Vevrosam Kikoshosa. Is that what you call a bracha? Says Rabbi Rucham, a Nifledigger thing. The best bracha a person can have is he should know what his mission is in life. Ruvain was the Bechor. So what was going on perhaps in Reuven's mind? He's being the Bechor, he's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. He's going to take over the home running of Klal Yisrael. Says Yaakov Avinu, no, it's not your job in life. Bechoriyato pachas kamayim al toysal. That is not you have a midah in you which is not suitable for being the manik of Klal Yisrael. Well, if it's not Reuven, who's next in the line? Shimon Velevi. Shimon Velevi, Orarapom Kios, Vevrosam Kikoshosa. Again, Yaakov Avinu is telling Shimon Velevi, that's not your tafkid in life. That's not what you're meant to be doing. You have these middas, which perhaps are a contradiction to being leader in Klal Yisrael, and that is the greatest bracha. Ish ish kebir chosa beirach oisom. True, they weren't given the message what they are meant to do, but at least they were told, you are not meant to be the leader in Klal Yisrael. Do aloshen ha-medrash, v'chima echpas loyla ha-kodesh boruchu, im shoychet min ha-tzavor min ha-oyref. In halacha shechita, shechita is done from the front of the neck, not the back of the neck. Arifa, those are finished now, daf yomi soita, we know egla arufa, it's the back of the neck how they chop off the egla. But when he comes to Shechita, he has to be from the front. Fake the Medrash. Ma echbas leila kadosh baruch is a ben shem bothered why it's the front of the neck or the back of the neck. The Losh na Medrash is elo loy nitnu amitzas elo letzarif bahemes abriyos. The posh pshat in Medrash is the word letzarif means to purify. Imras Hashem tzarufo, says the Medrash. Mitzvahs were given, we don't know the cheshbon, the mitzvahs were given to purify a person. But I once heard a teich, loy nitnu amitzas elo letzarif bahem. It's Dalfus to join them up. Where you have all the Klal Yisrael doing one thing, or all the Klal Yisrael with one mission, going to Avodas Hashem, he's in that game, he's doing that, and he's doing that together, the Yitzdalfus of them, that is why the mitzvahs were given to Klal Yisrael, to make all Klal Yisrael into one thing, to one unit, that they all work together, Avodas Hashem. Do I know Hamedrush in this week's Seder? Yalkut Shemayni. B'shas Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Niskanu bohem umo Yisraelam. All the nations of the world were jealous. Why they were jealous? They had refused the Torah. But we'll leave that aside. Who faked the Medrash? Says the Medrash. Maro faked the umo Yisraelam. Maro liyiskarev yoseh min umo Yis. Why did the Ribbono Shleilam be mekarev all the Yidden as opposed to the Goyim? Sosam pien HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam closed their mouths, in other words, he knocked out their complaint. Amar lohem, haviu li sefer yuchsin shelachem. Let's see your yichus brief. Let's see who you are descendants of, and we'll see the difference between you and Klal Yisrael. Shenemar hovu l'Hashem mishpachos amim. By us, Yidden, state in this week's Eddo, Vayisyaldu al Mishpachosam. So we know who the Mishpachas are, and the Goyim are not capable of doing it. And says the Yalkut, the last Posek in Parshas Berchukosai, Eila Mitzvahs Hashetzivu Hashem Es Moshem Bnei Yisroel Me'ar Sinai. These are the Mitzvahs. Beginning of Bamidbar, Vayidaber Hashem B'midbar Sinai, Su Yisroish Kadadasi Bnei Yisroel. Says the Yalkut, you know why we were zeicher to Eila Mitzvahs Hashetzivu Hashem Es Moshe? Because Su Yisroish Kadadasi Yisroel. In other words, the Medrash is saying that we were zeicher to Torah, we were zeicher to Matan Torah and Har Sinai and everything that there is in Klal Yisroel. Why? Because of our yichus. There's a reason to be zeicher to Torah just because you're Rebbe Sheinikel, you can get to yichus. Why is that? What's so special about the yichus that gave us the right to have the Torah? If we look through various mitzvahs of the Torah, we will see the importance that there is in yichus. The mitzvahs in the Torah which depend on Mesiras. That's the first thing. The way, if we would look in the Torah, without having the Maseiras or Torah Shebaal Peh, I don't think there's come out any mitzvah sase in the Torah we would know how to fulfill. If you look through it, go through any mitzvah in the Torah says, Ukshartam Ois Al Yodecho. What do you have to tie? And is this the yad or is that the yad? How does that come to be the yad? So Zroya, what is this? Ukshartam Ois Al Yodecho. Ksavtam Al Mezuzah Is Beisecho. You take a pen and you write on the wall. What do you write? Is that how you do it? You go through every single mitzvah in the Torah. It's kimat. I don't think there's any. And most loisal say as well. There's kimat isn't a mitzvah sase in the Torah we would know how to be mekayim without the Maseiras of Torah Shebaal Peh. So we need this Maseiras in order to continue, to have a continuity to Torah. There's another aspect to Vayisyaldu al Mishpachosam, is the Derech Eretz for previous generations who are closer to Har Sinai. Why we mechabed? Why is there a mitzvah of kibbadav? Why is there a mitzvah of adat of bnei zokin, etc.? The previous generations are closer to Har Sinai. We have to have more Derech Eretz for them. That can only work if Vayisyaldu al Mishpachosam, if you know who the previous generation is. And the Mephoshim want to say that one of the reasons why Aroyos are also is because you don't know who the father is. The Moshe by Anashas Ish, if you don't know who the father is, again, you don't know who to be Mechabed, you don't know Kibbadav, who is it? You don't know. There's another interesting vault. The Chazal tell us that the Yevonim made a gezeira against Klal Yisrael. What was their gezeira? Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. Three gezeiras they made against Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is an ois. Ki oisi beini uveinechem. So I understand the Yevonim wanted to erase that ois. Mila, also. I understand the Yevonim wanted to uproot it again. It's an ois between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. What about Chodesh? So the Parsha Pshat is, Chodesh, is the whole system of Yomim Tovim. You've done away with Yom Tov. But I heard, I once saw another Pshat in it. What's unique about Chodesh that the Yevonim held, they have to uproot it. By the mitzvahs assay of Kiddush HaChodesh, Chazal Darshan, an interesting thing. Atem afilu shogegim, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu mutin. Two Edim come to Berstin, and they tell the Berstin, we saw the new moon. Now these two Edim were clever. They have worked out where the moon is meant to be, and they come to Berstin, and they tell the Berstin exactly that they saw the new moon, and it wasn't true at all. They fooled the Berstin. But Berstin, I've got no way of disproving them. Even if Berstin themselves, the Mazid, want to change it, for some reason, they're allowed to. It's the halacha of Atem Afilu Shogin. If you made a mistake about the date of Rosh Chodesh, what do you do? You still go ahead with it, even the Mazid. What does that show us? What do we see from this halacha of Atem Afilu Shogin, Atem Afilu Mezidin? We see the authority of Berstin. We see that the authority of Berstin is accepted, even by mistake, shoigeg, mezid, tos, whatever it is. The Yevonim understood, as long as there is that higher authority in Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael will carry on. Said the Yevonim, we'll do away with the Bris, we'll do away with Shabbos, and there is Oisias. But you have to get rid of this authority which will impose on Klal Yisrael to keep Torah or mitzvahs. That's what the Yevonim understood. I think there's a pasuk similar like that in Megillah as well, because that Haman understood it's not just Mordechai is not bowing down to him, it's Bechlal. As long as there is a Yid like Mordechai around, then Klal Yisrael will remain. I've got to get rid of them. That was the Cheshbon of Haman. You see from here the importance of Masorah, and you see from here the importance of passing it down from one generation to the next. Umemela, there has to be a Yichus, and it's Ken Zayin. That's why in Parshas Emor, when the end of the Sedra, you have the story with this Ben Ish Mitzri, who wanted to join Shevet Don, and they didn't let him. Ken Zayin was also on a similar line. He hasn't got a father, he hasn't got a meiradech, he hasn't got somebody to look up to. Ken Zayin, that's why they didn't want to accept him. And Pialoch has also got no right to be there. But there was perhaps a deeper meaning behind it. Maybe that was the reason. Damas is this idea is a mefurish chinuch. The chinuch writes on the love of lo yisosu min hadovo ashe yagidu lecha yomen usmail. The Chazal tell us, "Afilo Omer al Yemin shu smoil, val smoil shu Yemin." You also have to listen to the best in Agadon. Why is that? Why are we mechuyev to listen to best in Agadon? Why is there a love with such a severe punishment of a person who rebels against best in Agadon? Is chayiv misa? Says the Chinuch, "Deos b'nei Adam chalukim zeh mizeh." The deos of a person are different. Each person thinks differently to other people. And if I can just stop a second and say I'm over a vote from the Maharal. Maharal says, but let's finish off, otherwise it's dangerous. Maharal says a machloikos is a maila in Klal Yisrael. Which they to Maharal. And let me finish, please, I don't mean it. Says the Maharal, why? Why is a machloikos a maila in Klal Yisrael? If a person wants to know the truth, he hears a statement, and or he makes a statement, and that's it. And he's going to accept it. And you come and argue with me, I won't listen. I've made my opinion. Rav Dessler writes on the pasuk Shomaya Bein Achichem, Ushvatem Tzedek. The Gemara tells us it's also to go to a Dayan. I'll tell the Dayan, I've got tainus against him, and tell over the whole case that you have. When the other person comes to oppose it, he's already made up his mind. the Dayan has already heard that side of the Shaila, and therefore it's an Issa Deraisa of Gemara in Sanhedrin says Shomaya Ben Achechem, the Gemara in Shavuos says a different level, it's Issa Shem Ashov, Bal Koponim, it's an Issa Deraisa of going to a Dayan and tell him his version of the story without the other person being there. Says Rav Dessler writes there on the end of Gemara, he says that who had in a person is always in a gay abadovo. What's wrong with this? Shomaya ben Achechem. So you tell him your story and he tells him his story. Once you've heard his version, you've made up your mind. To a certain degree, Mr. Tommy is telling you the truth. When he starts telling you the other version, for you to change your mind, that's very much harder. Says Rav Dessler, a person, once he's made up his mind, it's harder thing for a person to change his mind, to say the difference. Says the Maharal, a machlikus is a maila in Klal Yisrael. Because when I hear what you've got to say and you hear what I've got to say, mini or minoch between us, tis time months and we'll work out the truth. That's only machlikus neshem shamayim. Where I want to know the truth and I listen to what you've got to say, says the Maharal, it's a gewaltige maila having a machlikus which is neshem shamayim. When the previous Gates of the Rovam, Naftali Shakovitsky was Nifter, and I believe Gorvitz gave a hesped on him, and he said the following, Shtet, we say in davening, HaPoyrei Sukha Sholoim, Oleinu Val Kolamo Yisrael Val Yerushalayim. Poyrei Sukha Sholoim, Oleinu Val Kolamo Yisrael Val Yerushalayim. Why does Yerushalayim need an extra brocha of Sholoim? So he said, that the extra bracha of Shalom of Yerushalayim is because of this Maharal. The Maharal says a machlokes, which is Neshem Shemayim, is gewaldik. It's a wonderful thing because we find out the truth. But there's a danger. What is the danger? That it won't be 100% Neshem Shemayim. It might go a bit off course. And therefore, seeing that Yerushalayim was Ki Mitzion Teitz Seiro Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, the machlokes Neshem Shemayim that took place in Yerushalayim were tremendous. It was all associated with Torah. Therefore, the risk of it going off and becoming a place of a bed of machlokes is greater. Therefore, Klal Yisrael needs an extra brach of Amo Yisrael and Yerushalayim. That's how he said. The love of Lo Yisoso, says the Chinuch, Deus b'nei Odom chalukim zeh mizeh. Lo Yishtavu le'olam. You can never get everybody to agree on because of the background of what's going on in their mind. Ish, if you would have a situation that ish, kfi sichloi yifarish kolechem hem divi Torah, if everybody would explain the Torah the way he understood it, you wouldn't get anywhere in my life. Yil b'machlikas b'Yisrael, Torah will become kamo Torahs, umimela, you'll have that whole breakdown of the whole Yiddishkeit, the whole breakdown of kiyum Torah v'amitzvos. Says the Chinuch, the Torah said, it's worthwhile having one mitzvah in the Torah, which is Yamin Shu Smoil or Smoil Shu Yamin. And maybe they got it wrong. But as long as there's authority at the top, then there's a far greater chance of Klal Yisrael carrying on. It's worthwhile. He says, Tov Lispoil Tos Achas, better to allow one mistake to go through, V'yuakom Mesurim Tachas Daitom HaTov, always, and not that everybody should do whatever they want. Shebezeh Yechu Ben Adas. And therefore there'll be the end of Klali. There won't be existence of Klali. So coming back to the Pasuk, Vayomos Nodov Avihu Ba'akivam Eish Zorah, state in the Gemara another pshat, what they did wrong. And what was that? Hoyra Halacha Bifnei Rabban. It's mamish the same. They were Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabban. They held you allowed to bring an Eish Zorah into the Beis HaMikdash. So they mamish, this was the Aveira that we're talking about. It was the Aveira of not accepting the authority. I know what's right. Don't tell me what to do. And that's why they were, it was Vayomus, not of Avil, for that very reason. Ba'akivam Eish Zorah. What is the Pearl Yates of this? What do we need Mashiach for? Shteitim Posek, Veshiv, Leivavos, Albanim, Veleibonim, Alavosam. And Mashiach will come, then that unity will be created. Veshiv, Leivavos, Albanim, fathers will understand the sons, and sons will understand the fathers, and they won't come together. And that's what we're davening for. The Ebrish Telfon, we should be Zeicha to this day of Veshiv, Leivavos, Albanim, Veleibonim, Alavosam, Bekorot Mamash. Amen.